Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Happy Christmas, Helena. What? What? Helena, switch on your microphone there and say happy Christmas. What?
I will not say happy Christmas in the middle of August. Children are not even back in school yet. I haven't even gone on my summer holiday yet. I refuse to say happy Christmas.
There's only 132 days to go.
Yeah, 132 days. Like, come on.
Come on, Lena. Just get in the old spirit.
I will not. It's happy.
You're supposed to be in good form. You're going on your holidays in 9 days.
Yeah, summer ones, not Christmas ones.
Doesn't make a difference. You're supposed to be in good form.
Happy August.
Happy Christmas to Andy Bad News, because he is our Grinch in here. I went outside during the break, by the way, and I'm trying to get myself in the festive mood. And all that was happening was, as soon as I started singing Christmas songs, everybody walked out of the office. The whole place just scattered, emptied. I asked them all to join in with me, and they wouldn't. What's going on? Well, our reporter Robbie is out on the streets. Robbie, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Niall. And look, I thought it was 132 days till Christmas, but Sinead, the PR lady, she's fantastic looking after us here in Brown Thomas today, said it's 131. So I don't know. But
well, maybe it's 131 up to Christmas Eve.
Absolutely. And I walked down Grafton Street wearing my fantastic Santa jumper that you kindly gave me today, and not one person looked at me differently at all.
Now, happy Christmas, Robbie, by the way.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Niall, and thank you so much for having me in today.
And happy New Year.
Let's hope 2020 is good for you. As you do know, you sent me here to the Christmas store, which officially opened in Brown Thomas on the third floor today. They set her up last night, and I'm actually walking into it now. And I have to say, it's like walking into Narnia. It is. Where's that wardrobe? And I'm talking, obviously, Christmas decorations. I can see the little soldiers here, the fairies, the baubles, and there's polar bears.
Hold on. There's always a row in our family as to how you pronounce that. Is it barbles or baubles?
Baubles or baubles. Sinead, what is this? Baubles?
Baubles.
Baubles, yeah, she just said baubles. Yeah, baubles. And Sinead, she's the boss, so she said
whatever she says, baubles.
And I'm also here beside the light. Come here. Where would Christmas be without lights? There's loads of decorations for the tree as well as lights. The lights are always brilliant because they light up the tree. You need the lights on the old Christmas tree.
Yeah, and it's got safer too with the LED lights. Years ago, we were setting houses on fire with things.
Oh, absolutely. Do you remember we used to have candles as well back in the day? Way before our time, Niall, of course.
And there's nothing worse than opening up your lights every Christmas and they never work.
And you have to untangle them. It takes you hours to do it. And of course, you do test them before you put them on the tree. Then when they're on the tree, sometimes they don't work. So loads of little ornaments from, like, I say back in the 40s, loads of little toys and trains and all these kind of little cartoon characters that I haven't really seen on television.
I've got a little train that goes around my tree, a little circular train track with a train on it. Looks lovely.
That's so cool.
It's cool.
I love that. And lots of bows. Of course, Christmas wouldn't be out bows. Lots of red bows, green bows, silver bows. And then kind of,
You can't be in a bit of green, red and silver. That's classy. That's class.
It is classy. I totally agree. And it's
none of this cheap, tacky stuff.
No, nothing cheap. Nothing cheap and tacky here in Brown Thomas today. That's for sure anyway. But we're going to be here for the next 10 or 15 minutes. We're going to talk to people who are buying stuff here today. I have to say, since I came in about an hour ago, it's been very busy here, people buying the decorations. And then we're going to go out to Grafton Street to see what people's reactions are about the Christmas store being open.
Yeah, you have to start singing a few songs out there in Grafton Street.
Well, you've given me a list of songs to try and get people to sing. It's always the way when we do this kind of thing. They have to start singing them Christmas songs.
Yeah.
So good selections of songs to choose some later.
All right. Okay, Robbie, we'll come back to Robbie in a few minutes. And if you're heading around the Grafton Street area, Robbie is in Brown Thomas in Grafton Street. If you want to pop in and say hello to him, he's in the Christmas shop because the Christmas shop opened officially today. Festive gifts will be available at the shops in Dublin, Cork and Limerick, giving shoppers more than enough to get their Christmas presents and get everything ready for the Christmas, which is only 132 days away, Morris.
Evening, how are you, Niall?
Happy Christmas, Morris.
I couldn't believe I'm down in Limerick and I was near the city centre this morning and there he was in front of me, one of Santa's helpers, dressed in all the regalia, walking down the road. I couldn't believe it. I said to myself, Jesus, the fog is 6 months ahead of Dublin.
Morris, what's wrong with having a Christmas shop? What's wrong with enjoying the festivities a little bit early?
In August, come on, the kids are barely getting ready to go back to school. They're freaked out. Now you have Santa's helpers running around the place saying, what are you getting for Christmas? they can barely send enough money to the Minister of Education for their books, never mind to the North Beck and Bowl.
Well, I mean, you know, the kids are excited about it all the time. I remember when I was a kid, you were always wondering how close Christmas was.
I know, but listen, they're taking the excitement out of it. We're bringing it out so early. It's just another phase now. What is it today, Dad? What is it next month? Easter. What's it after that? Summertime. What's it after that? Oh, just 2 weeks after the summer, it's bleeding Christmas. You know what I mean? We barely had a summer. And now they're talking about winter.
Look, we talk about all the negative stuff on this show all the time, right? Okay, all the things that are going wrong in society, all the horrible things that are happening, people dying, laws, legislation, you know. And, you know, here's something nice and positive and fun and nice to think about. And we're giving out about it.
Not so much giving out about it, but you have the other Bible thumpers coming on. Oh, no, hang on a minute now, boys. It's not about Santa, it's about Jesus Christ, the baby, coming to save the world.
At the world.
You see what I mean?
I'm loving the accent, Marlis. Was that your dad?
I'm only in the bog of day. I'm only in the bog of day. Now I'm not talking like that already.
The wordles.
But I think, you know, I wouldn't mind just after, say, Halloween. You know, give the kids a build-up. But bring it out in August. Give the kids a chance. They're barely getting in their shorts for 3 days of summer. And then they're straight into their wellies and their overcoats for Christmas.
I know, yeah.
You know, so it's a
and did your granny and your granddad always buy you a new overcoat?
We always got nice clothes at Christmas. I remember my ma would always have a few bob. And then, do you remember the guy called the Czech man used to arrive at the weekend?
Who is he?
Do you remember him, no?
The fellow that would give your mother a loan of money and he'd come around collecting it.
He was called the Czech man. Right. Was Sloan's company.
George, yeah. I remember George was his name.
George Sloan, that's the one.
Yeah.
And we'd all get nice clothes for Christmas and your ma'd pay it off at, say, what, 150 or 2 quid a week for a couple of months.
Wasn't it kind of a very Irish? Now, I don't know whether it's a Dublin tradition for the grandparents to buy a coat for the kids.
Yeah, unfortunately, when I was a child, now my grandparents were gone. But their parents...
Yeah, Helena just sent me here now. Her grandparents still do that for the kids. They buy...
Well, there you go.
Her mother does that for her sister's kids, obviously.
Yeah, and my grandchildren recently got presents off their great-granny before she passed a couple of weeks ago. You know, so they always put children forth. It was a great tradition, though. What did you have for Christmas breakfast?
Christmas breakfast, a big fry-up. My dad would be up in the morning, he'd have the eggs and the fried bread and the sausages and the rashers.
That'd be nice, yeah. And then a big turkey for...
Yeah, and then we'd be off up to me granny's and my ma would make the dinner. Okay, well, stay there, Morris, because I want to go back to Robbie, who's actually in Brown Thomas. And if you want to give us a call, by the way, you can. I want to know, do you think it's too early to even think about Christmas? 087-188-0008. I think these are all a pack of Grinches. Sorry, Robbie.
Thank you so much for that, Niall. Yes, indeed, I'm here on the third floor of Brown Thomas at the Christmas store, and I'm with Michelle Foy on Carver. Michelle, you're live in Classic Hits on the Niall Boylan Show.
Hi.
You heard the shop is open today.
Oh,
you
yeah.
ran up them escalators, I've seen you, and you have a little decoration in your hand. Why so early? Why have you done this so early?
Absolutely love Christmas. I don't care if it's in June, to be honest. Really,
well done to you, Michelle. Happy Christmas to you.
We have to have a bit of joy. So
absolutely.
Definitely.
So, Michelle, are you one of these people who plans Christmas from January?
No, to be honest, no. It's just, once I hear Christmas, that was it. I got off work and went down, got my two kids in the house and straight into town, into your shop, and I absolutely love it.
And are they getting excited now for Christmas?
They are, but they're a bit embarrassed here now with me. Mom, stop, will you? And I said, them, to be honest.
Well, they have a lovely selection of stuff there, I believe, at the Christmas
Absolutely
shop, Brown Thomas.
Fantastic, lovely.
Right.
I'd love to buy everything today, but sure.
And what are you buying?
I'm just buying something little from your tree, like a little hanging, glittery little flowery thing, but it's absolutely gorgeous.
Right, okay. How much is it? How much was it?
It's only €5.
Oh, that's all right. So, yeah, because, you know, it's not that expensive, is it? No.
That's it, of course. Yeah,
because they have Christmas shops all over the world. Some Christmas shops in other countries and other cities stay open all year round. I mean, you know what I mean?
That's it.
It's not a big deal, is it? Christmas is wonderful. You're right, Michelle.
You know, something to look forward to, so happy
Okay,
day.
Michelle, you have a wonderful day and happy Christmas, Michelle.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, Robbie, they're all getting in the spirit there. See what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we forgot to give her one of your special little prizes today. If you want to put your hand into Niall's secret Santa bag in there, because you gave me a little gift before I left.
She's not putting her hand in my bag.
Fantastic gift. You have a fantastic keyring and the much sought after car air
lovely.
Freshener.
Happy days. I'll pressure that.
That's reason you're coming in to us today. Niall, since we start speaking to Michelle there, all the attention is all around me now. So everyone looking and buying, trying to get on the radio to speak to you too. The atmosphere is actually great here today. I have to say, it's really busy.
Maybe you could get them all to sing a Christmas song.
Oh, what do you reckon they sing a Christmas song? Michelle, would you sing a Christmas song to me?
Go on, get them all to sing Jingle Bells. You start off there, Robbie. They'd all sing Jingle
Bells. Jingle Bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to one horse open sleigh. There you go.
Thanks, Robbie. All right, listen, we come back to you in a second, Robbie.
Thanks,
all right,
Niall.
Robbie is, if you want to pop into him, he's in Grafton Street in the Christmas shop in Brown Thomas. Jude, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jude?
Not too bad at all, Niall. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Jude. The night there was me thinking you'd be a Grinch.
Oh, no, I'm not a Grinch. Christmas is all about the presents and it's all about the holidays.
It's all about the holidays. You're right. It's about time and giving and sharing time with your family and
going away on holidays. Brilliant.
Yeah, but maybe not in August.
I know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a great marketing ploy, because if it wasn't a good marketing ploy, they've done this for a good few years, haven't they?
They have, but Brown Thomas
so
always had the Christmas shop, yeah.
So it does work.
Well, most of them wouldn't keep doing it.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Although it's a bit earlier this year, I think.
No, well, not really. Some people that are organised, like, there's nothing wrong with getting your... It's easier and less hassle to get your presents early than doing it the week before. And it even works out cheaper. You know, my hen has most of her Christmas, but she's a good bit of it done already, and she did hers while we were on our summer holidays.
Right. Your hen is that, your missus, your hen, as you call her, she's already done her Christmas shopping.
She does every year. She starts in the summer. She's probably going to Brown Thomas now to Jordan the weekends.
Right. Okay. So, and she gets a few decorations.
Great marketing, Chloe. Brilliant.
And what do you say to people who are all saying, oh, it's too early, would you stop? They get real angry about the whole thing.
They're probably reminded that maybe they have to spend a couple of quid. Maybe they're tighter than two coats of paint and they don't like it. You know, like, that's Christmas is all about spend.
They've even set up a petition online to ban it. Can you believe that?
Isn't that ridiculous?
That's how grumpy people are.
Yeah, like, no one. No caller on this can call you and give you a genuine reason how it's detrimental to anyone's life by Brown Thomas, or what Brown Thomas is doing. No, there's no good reason, genuine reason, how it's detrimental to anyone's life. They're not even forcing anyone to go into Brown Thomas.
No, I think it's a lovely idea. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a marketing ploy.
Yeah, you know, it's a good marketing plan. Yeah, they're first in there.
That's brilliant. That's what I said. They do it every year. Like, it must work, you know. And the people who probably do moan about it, are probably only reminded that they have to probably open up their wallet and spend a bit. Like, you know, some people are, you know, so tight. Like I said, tighter than two coats of paint, you know. But there's nothing wrong. It's a brilliant marketing ploy. I think it's brilliant. And there's nothing wrong. I actually think it's so, because it's never too early in the year to piss other people off.
But that's what I was trying to say to Morris there. You know, every single day we talk about misery, sadly death, you know, legislation and rules and regulations and taxes and bad things that are happening around the world. And here we are talking about something that's really nice. It puts a nice feeling on you and people are giving out about it.
You see, you can't win. Like, I'm not Catholic. I don't celebrate Christmas, but I love Christmas for the holidays, the presents. I like it the same way you do.
I'm looking here. They have a petition on change.org. Stop Brown Thomas from opening their Christmas shop. Now, the petition.
Well, how can they stop them?
They've 19 supporters, by the way.
Yeah, but the only way. But how can you stop someone? Like, they're not doing anything wrong. Like, Brown Thomas aren't forcing people to go into the shop.
No.
You know what I mean? You see what I mean? There's nothing. No one could come up with a good reason why it's detrimental to anyone's life, what they're doing. In fact, it's like, is it not a good thing?
I'm looking here. They've 19 supporters. I reckon one of them is probably Helena. They've 19 supporters on their petition. Helena probably started the petition, if the truth be known, actually. Actually, no, it says here, Cormac Moore started the petition. This guy called Cormac Moore, he started it. I wonder, does he want to come on the air? Maybe we could try and get Cormac and wonder, figure out why you started this petition. Stephen, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Stephen?
Good, morning, yourself?
Good. Stephen, I mean, it's a good idea, isn't it?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
And I was never talking about changing the 4FM at 12 o'clock in the morning, but you're testing me patience. Jesus.
Well, Jude is the biggest Grinch of all. Let's be clear about this, and he loves it.
I was annoying number two, Niall. And I think Helena's number three, is she?
Well, yeah, she probably is, yeah.
Yeah, we're all Grinches, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get Christmas, to be honest with you. I've never had the romance of it or whatever you call it. I just don't get it.
Why? It's lovely.
I don't know. I just never have.
But it's holidays.
I had a traumatic event years ago, but I don't really blame her on
that. I had a traumatic event. My brother died 3 days before Christmas, you know what I mean, in the lead-up to Christmas, but you can't let that upset you the rest of your life. I mean, don't get me wrong, it was a sad occasion for a year or two for my mum particularly, you know, and we didn't celebrate Christmas. It was difficult to celebrate Christmas. And a lot of people, my father died on the day after Christmas Day. A lot of people, you know, if they lose somebody, it becomes more traumatic because it's around Christmas, because it's supposed to be a good, happy time.
But, Lion, you're not dead. Your life has to go
no,
on.
No, I'm still you here. I'm still, and I'm okay. I'm happy.
Yeah, you're not dead.
With great respect there, Jude, I have to carry a little white coffin just before Christmas, so it's quite hard to get jolly around that time.
No, I know. I understand that. And I know people have lost people, Stephen.
People can't be jolly. You can be as miserable as you like. Even get up and make another white coffin for Christmas and have an anniversary every year.
Ah, lads, let's not make the conversation.
But it doesn't mean other people can't.
I don't believe we're getting into a row over this, lads. I know, with the greatest respect, Stephen, and I'm really sorry to hear that. And as I said, you know, I've lost two people Christmas as well. But, you know, Christmas is a nice, positive thought. It's a time where people give, they share, they've time off work. You're a self-employed man. You're going to take a little bit of time off work at Christmas, I suppose, and be with your family. So, you know, it's a nice time.
9 times out of 10, I'll go away into Spain. I'll forget about it, to be honest.
That's what I do every Christmas. I go away every Christmas. But I'll be happy.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
What's other people being happy?
Noel, I don't even want to speak to that ignorant pig, to be quite honest, after what he said to me.
Right, okay. No, I understand. You know? I understand.
Merry Christmas.
All right, okay. Jude, pack it in. You're just being an insensitive clown now. All right. Well, thank you very much indeed, Stephen. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Let me just go back to Robbie if I can. Robbie, you're a classic hit. Adrian, Robbie.
No, thank you so much for that. Yes, I've left Brown Thomas store to go outside to Grafton Street to catch up with what people think about the actual store being opened up there, the Christmas shop. And I'm here with Dave. Dave, the Live and Classic Hit from our town where Niall is originally from. And you heard the shop is open today, the Christmas shop. You're a fan of Christmas, but you don't like the shop being open today, am I right?
Yeah, I love Christmas, but just today is a bit ridiculous. Like,
why?
It's far too early.
No Halloween yet, you mean?
The kids aren't even back in school yet. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm all for Christmas and everything, but not this early.
But why is it ridiculous? Nobody's forcing you to go into it.
No, I didn't go in.
But don't then, if you don't want to.
Everyone's their own. I know everyone's just get ready early and it's nice to be prepared for Christmas, but...
But I mean, how old are you? Can I ask you how old you are?
35.
Okay, 35. With all the problems that's happening in the world, you'll open up the paper every day, you look at the news every day, you listen to the radio, all the negative stuff we hear all the time. Here's something that's positive. It's nice. Okay, it might be a bit early. I understand that. Mind you, there's Christmas shops open, you know, 365 days of the year all around the world. And we're giving out about it. You know what I mean? I mean, what's the problem with us as human beings? Are we just moans?
There's not a huge problem with it. It is a bit early to start the Christmas shopping, that's all.
I mean, what effect does that have on... If it is too early, what negative effect does that have on people, do you think?
It doesn't really have any. I suppose it does cheer people up, but... Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous, isn't it, when you could be doing other stuff in the store.
Will you sing us an old Christmas song?
No, I won't.
Would you not sing us a Christmas song and just take a break from the negativity for a moment in your life?
A bit early for certain Christmas songs, are
you? Oh, so you're not going to do it now?
No. I was in a Christmas shop last week in wherever it was. Can't even think of where I was away now.
Right, okay. And
the Dubrovnik I was last week, and I was in a Christmas shop looking at Christmas decorations.
Yeah, beautiful part of the world, yeah, and looks great at Christmas, places like Dubrovnik. But I'm sure, you know, there was kind of festivities going on there, and there was lights and tinsel, and did that just bring you back to your childhood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Nice feeling. Thanks for
that. I'm going to give one of these little special treats that you gave me as well for talking to us today. There you go. That's a
you shouldn't really
for
give
you.
Him one. He didn't sing a song.
He didn't sing a song. No, Frosty, the snowman. Yeah. No.
Do you know Frosty, the snowman?
But thank you so much for speaking to us. Thanks, Niall.
All right, Robbie, back to you in a few minutes. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Is it too early for Christmas? What is with people? Why are people so unhappy about this story? You're all mad. Every single day we talk about the worst things that possibly happen in the world. you know, protests and people dying and rules and regulations and laws and speeding and drunk drivers and smoking and all people dying. And here we are. Brown Thomas are doing something that I believe, yes, it's a marketing plan. Of course it is for Christmas. They want to be first in there. And Christmas is a wonderful time of the year. Forgiving, spending time with your family, you know, sharing gifts, thinking of nice things. And they bring those nice positive thoughts into August. And you're whining about it. They've even set up a website to try and stop it. Mind you, it only has 19 supporters, which doesn't surprise me. What are you all giving out about? Is it too early? Let me know. You can text at 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. WhatsApp or text. Just give me one good reason why this is something negative, or why there's something wrong with this. Right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. And let us know, is it too early to celebrate Christmas? Or why would you be giving out about something like this? Having to go back to Robbie. Yes, I have to go back to Robbie. Robbie, our reporter, is out in Grafton Street. And he's up at the Christmas shop, which opened officially today in Brown Thomas. Robbie.
Niall, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. I'm here with Beatrice. And Beatrice, before we talk about the Brown Thomas Christmas shop open, what's your favourite Christmas song?
Driving Home for Christmas.
Driving Home for Christmas.
And the Pokes.
Oh, can you give us a bar of it?
Not a chance. Unless I had a pint now in my hand and I was sipping away, that wouldn't be a problem.
Get her a drink, Robbie. Go over to the local pub and get her a drink.
Too early.
By the way, somebody else texted in about a song that they liked for Christmas, and it was this one. You might know this one. Hold on. Do you remember this song? Can't believe we're playing Christmas songs and classic hits in the middle of August. To look a lot like Christmas. Do you know that one?
Oh, we know that very well, because Brown, the shop that we're going to be talking about, constantly plays on a repeat and a repeat and a repeat. Come Christmas week, that's all you'll hear.
Yeah, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. So you're going to sing us an old Christmas song?
I am in me.
Oh, wait. How do you know an Irish Christmas, by the way? What's different about an Irish Christmas to any other Christmas? Is it the pudding? What is it?
No, it's not. It's the drink. Going around the houses, visiting everybody. In every house you visit, you have to sit down and have a drink.
You'll have an old drink.
That's the best.
You will.
You will. That's it. Go on.
And where do you live yourself? Where do you live?
I live in Kevin Street.
Okay, so you're living in the city centre, okay? So,
I do indeed.
So there's more of a community atmosphere around Christmas in the city centre than there would be in the suburbs, I imagine. That still goes on.
There was, yeah. On the street, now on Grafton Street, the buzz around Christmas week is fantastic. The buzz is brilliant.
And you'd be up and down that street like a yo-yo, would you, feeling good?
I'd be on this street, yeah. We start out early Christmas Eve morning, and we're here probably about 4 in the morning till that evening.
You're one of the sellers on Christmas, on the street. Yes. And what are you selling? Yes.
Flowers, love.
You have to do it. Go on. What's your call sign? What do you shout out?
Can I help you there, love?
Can I help you there, love? Do you want some? What do you want? Some roses, love. Some water lilies. Not water lilies. No, stargazer lilies.
Stargazer lilies. That's it, yeah.
Well, look, the best of luck. I hope you sell loads today, all right? And happy Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Happy Christmas.
Don't even mention that word. You
happy Christmas. Don't be
We're
a Grinch.
We're not even over the summer holidays. It's a talk about Christmas.
Just say it. No. Don't be a Grinch.
No, I refuse to say it.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Robbie.
We'll come back to you in a second.
Bye, all right. Bye. Okay, let me go to Gary. Gary, you're in Classic Hits. How you doing, Gary?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Many happy returns,
happy returns to you too, Gary. Why are they all giving out to me today?
Not what I think it is. Look, I mean, I think I'm actually going to try and be a little tiny bit serious for a second, because obviously it's a bit tongue-in-cheek. But there's maybe folks that, I mean, Christmas can be a rough time for poor old Stephen.
Absolutely,
there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a rough time for him, and I completely can be hard without him. And then there's the folks...
Gary, you don't need to go down that road. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, go on. So they're scribbling and saving to buy presents for Christmas, yeah?
To buy everyone's presents. And maybe just that the kids are going to go, oh, well, can we get this now? That's coming in August!
But can I remind all the children that might be listening today, Santa is not coming in August. He doesn't come till December, all right?
So
don't be putting pressure on your mammy and daddy to write your lists. Okay, you wrote a poem. Yeah, go on.
Okay. I was listening to the Noel Boylan show when I turned around to me missus
You hear this fella, Annie? He's banging on about bleeding Christmas. Ho, ho, ho in August. Has he gone completely mad? Or is there method in his madness for the folks currently feeling sad? When we think of Christmas, we think of a happy time, surrounded by friends and family, with mince pies and mulled wine. So is Noel off his rocker for bringing Christmas to the summer? Ah, feck it, sing ho, ho, ho. Because most of the time, this life is a bummer.
Ah, well done, Gary. That's
a prayer play to you, Noel, and many happy returns. I hope you have a wonderful day. The dinner goes great. I just hope it's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm going to sit down later on and watch Chitty Bang Bang on television. And the Sound of Music.
Willy Wonka's going to be on in The Great Escape.
The Great Escape.
I root for Steve McQueen every time to get over that fence, but he never does.
He never makes it. He always gets tangled in the barbed wire.
Funnily enough, it was one of my favourite films to watch when I was in Mount Joy, but that's for a different reason.
Oh, absolutely. Because you were plotting and planning your escape. They had no motorbikes, but Gary,
No, if I had the motorbike, it would have been out and all, Noel. I would have jumped that fence.
All right, Gary, thanks. Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to the classic FM listeners as well. Have a great day, everyone.
All right, thanks, Gary. All right, let me go to Catherine. Catherine, you're on Classic Hits. How are you, Catherine?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Oh, you're out buying Christmas stuff already?
Oh, I have loads bought.
Have you?
I do every year. I start in January.
Right.
I pick up, if I see something that I know somebody would like,
yeah,
I pick them up. So I have maybe 12 or 14 presents bought already.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I do that every single year. My kids are growing up now. I have a few grandkids. But I've done that since my kids were younger, buying, you know, gifts for my family and friends.
Right, so you're all prepared from the start of the summer, like?
Definitely.
Yeah, but you get them cheaper anyway, wouldn't you?
Well, you do. You get lots of.
Yeah, because you get robbed coming up close to Christmas.
Of course you do, yeah.
You know, because they put the prices up.
Just buying presents for the sake of buying presents.
Yeah, well, they put all the prices up, you know, for 3 or 4 weeks coming up to Christmas anyway.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well done to you, Catherine. And by the way, do you like Christmas? Do you like the spirit of Christmas?
I love Christmas. I would have my Christmas tree up every single day if I could.
All right. And when do you put the Christmas tree up early? Is it start of December? Or?
The very first of December.
Right. Okay. Well done to you. Yeah. I have to say, I love Christmas too.
I love it. Yeah, I can't absolutely love it.
All right. Happy Christmas, Catherine.
Happy Christmas to you too. Thanks.
Isn't this great? People just say wishing each other a happy Christmas in the middle of August. Robbie, our reporter, is out on the street in Grafton Street at the moment. Robbie?
Thank you so much, Niall. Yes, I'm here with Rebecca and her mum, Valerie. You're very welcome along to the Niall Bond Show on Classic Hits.
Happy Christmas, Rebecca and Valerie.
Thank you. I can't wait for Christmas.
You're heading down to Brown Thomas because what?
The Christmas shop. We heard it this morning and we said we have to go straight in and look all the Christmas stuff because of Christmas. I need a new Christmas tree. I'm taking our old one.
Fair play to them, Robbie. They're 100% on the money. I think everybody should go to the Christmas shop today in Brown Thomas.
Yeah, I even dressed my kids in darker colours because I can't wait for Christmas.
They're not even back in school yet. Yeah. And we're rushing them towards Christmas. It's just wonderful. I love it. And what is it, Rebecca, what's so special about Christmas for you? What does Christmas mean to you?
About the kids and Santa and everything like that.
Yeah, so just a nice time, isn't it?
And shopping, we love shopping. Me and my mum go to New York every year and get all our Christmas shopping stuff.
You go to New York every year? Lucky you.
Yeah, well, the two of us, don't we know kids or anything like that?
Yeah, it's brilliant. We go to Jersey Gardens and do all our shopping and get all of 10 grandchildren and we get everything for the kids. Yeah, it's great. It's brilliant.
Like they do the tour. I know they do the tours over to the Jersey Gardens.
Yeah, we go home alone every year. That's where we love, don't we? Yeah. We get our Christmas shop. Oh, we get our whole presents every year in Joe Malone.
Yeah. Right, and is your whole house kitted out for Christmas now? Will you have trees up, decorations everywhere?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, now I don't wear the same pajamas and everything like that. In a nice way, not tacky way.
Now. No, not tacky. No.
I'm a bit tacky because I have the kids. Like,
right? Yeah, will you have lights up outside the house?
No, not too much. The icicles used to be big anymore,
isn't it?
No, we don't do anything like that.
Like the icicle lights.
Yeah,
subtle is
nice.
Subtle is better, isn't it? Because when you go a bit over the top, it is tacky looking.
It is too tacky. No, I don't like tacky. I like a bit of tacky. Don't mind it.
it's a bit howie, isn't it?
You know? Tinsel in my house. You don't buy tinsel all the time.
Right, well, look, before you go, and before we go into a break, you know, any chance you might give us a bar of an old Christmas song? And let's get into the... Why not?
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better watch out. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Yeah.
Well done, ladies. Well done. And happy Christmas to you both.
Thanks very much. Happy Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Robbie. We'll be back to you after the break. No, all right. Oh, my God. I've never heard that like it in my life. People are really getting in the mood for this, aren't they? Okay, well, some people are, but a lot of people are not as well. Just to mention, by the way, if you didn't know why we're talking about it, a lot of people are giving out about the fact that Brown Thomas officially opened their Christmas store today. They're saying it's way too early. But look, all I hear is people coming on, talking to Robbie, heading up Grafton Street because they heard the shop was open and they're going down. And maybe when people go into the shop, it just puts them in good mood. When you all stop giving out, just pack of Grinches. All right, somebody says, Niall, I just love whatever you talk about Christmas. Your passion is infectious. My tree goes up November the 1st every single year. I'm heading into BT Christmas shop as we speak. I want to get a life-size Santa Claus for my living room. I've got one of them, a life-size Santy. You pull him up. You kind of stretch him up then. He kind of folds up and he stretches up. I love your show. As always, says Elton, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Happy Christmas to the team at Classic Kids. That comes in from Barbara Finnegan in Dublin. And I know you think, if you've just tuned in, you probably think either you've been asleep for the last 6 months or we're mental. A bit of both, actually, because Brown Thomas are opening their Christmas shop today. And a lot of people are not happy and think it's way too early. Right, let's go back to Robbie, a reporter who's out on the street in Grafton Street. He's already been in Brown Thomas examining their wares for Christmas. And now he's out on the street. Robbie.
I am indeed. Thank you so much for that. And of course, you're mentioning Christmas. And of course, every Christmas in Dublin, you have the panto. And I'm outside the Gaiety at the moment. No doubt there's going to be a massive panto again this year. But I'm here with Sarah. And you're from Ballyfermot, you listen to the Niall Boylan show all the time. I'm honest, the Brown Thomas Christmas shop has opened up, alright?
Yeah.
You don't agree with it?
No, definitely not.
Why?
Ah,
because
Sarah.
Like Halloween hasn't even passed yet.
Sarah. Sarah.
It's not very fluffy pajamas.
Sarah, will you stop? You're being grinchy.
Very bad, Sarah. Sarah. Down and get the sun back out.
Sarah, listen to me for a second. You're from Ballyer. You should know better. Everyone in Ballyer loves Christmas.
Yeah, we do love Christmas, but not bleeding August. Come on now, the festivals aren't even over yet.
But just think of it, you can start planning now. You can start, you know, putting by a few quid.
I'm an electric picnic in 2 weeks. I don't want to be thinking about Christmas yet.
But you never know. You could be giving the hints to your boyfriend or partner. Do you have a boyfriend or partner?
No. Are you single?
You could be giving the hints to him as to what to get for you for Christmas. Now is the time to throw the hints in. You know what I mean?
No, I don't think about Christmas till my birthday's finished. My birthday's in November, so then I'll start thinking about Christmas.
Will you sing us a Christmas song?
No, I have a sore throat.
Don't be using excuses, Sarah.
Lack of water and grass and trees. No, I mean, it's too pricey.
No, sing us an old Christmas song. I'll start you off.
I have a sore throat.
But if I sing it and start you off, will you continue with
me? Go on then.
All right, okay, here we go. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on a one-horse open sleigh. Oh! Sarah, that was a feeble effort, Sarah, I have to say. You're not a Christmas person. I don't feel Christmas out of you.
Christmas time, it's still summer.
All right. Sarah, have a wonderful day, all right? Thanks.
You too, all the best.
Happy Christmas.
What? Happy Christmas.
All right, let me go. We'll come back to Robbie in a minute. Let me go to Paul. Paul, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Paul?
Niall, how's it going, lad?
Good. Paul, you're not happy, are you?
No, well, I'm afraid to admit something. I don't know whether I should admit it or not. I might lose all credibility, you know?
Right, what do you admit?
We still have a Christmas tree up.
It's the middle of summer. What's your Christmas tree still doing up? Now, Paul, in your case, I'm going to put this down to laziness more than anything
else. No, actually. No, it's not that. My nephew was living in Australia and he saw my great nieces and nephews getting their presents on Christmas morning and got very upset. So I stupidly came up, well, I was half twisted at the time. I said, oh, let's have Christmas at Easter when he's home. So it was up at Easter and I just kind of looked at it and said, I couldn't be arsed taking it down. It takes too long to put it back up again.
Yeah, you might as well. So you've only got another 132 days to put it back up anyway.
No, 131. Brown Thomas now.
Well, there's a bit of an argument going on today as to whether it's 132 or 131. Brown Thomas said 131. On the internet, it says 132.
Well, I haven't had my second holiday this year yet, so I couldn't care less.
Right, so but are you a Christmas person?
I get into the spirit around the 22nd or 23rd, whichever one is a Friday, and I'm off then for 2 weeks. Then I'll get into the spirit of it.
Right, okay,
but
okay.
Until then, no, it just gets, especially my line of work, it gets mad busy. And if the weather's bad, it's just, it wrecks the lead up to Christmas. I much prefer New Year's Eve.
That's why?
It. I just look. I just.
Because there's more drink involved.
No, I get to. I don't go out New Year's Eve. I stay at home. He's helping the most.
Right.
Put on a good film, bottle of Bailey's, packet of shortcake. I'm a happy hamper. And I tell you, it's a great idea. New Year's, go out at 12 o'clock, see all the neighbours, wave at them, and then you can check out back inside and not see one of them.
Well, and I mean, you're a truck driver, right? Okay, and you're doing a bit of long distance as well. Do you get much time off for Christmas?
I usually book kind of, if Christmas will say is on a Sunday, I'll book the following week off.
Right, okay.
So I'll have the whole of Christmas off.
Right, well, that's good.
It's just too much hassle. But like last year, the boss was stuck, so I worked it.
Right, okay.
I don't really mind, as long as I'm off Christmas Day and Stephen's Day.
Yeah, because look, I mean, we have to think of people who do have to work over Christmas because goods have to be delivered. You know what I mean?
Oh, exactly. I mean, the people working in the airport up to Christmas Eve and stuff.
Well, the airport only closes one day of the year, which is Christmas Day.
Only closes one day of the year, and but the airport police are all still out there, and the fire brigade are still out there. In case
actually, I'm wondering, is there any flights on Christmas Day? I think there might be.
There is a good few. A lot of stuff. There'll be a good few flights, but nothing will land in Dublin. But the air traffic control still have to be there.
Oh, by the way, Vincent in Galway wants to clarify things, matters here. He says there's 131 days and 10 hours to Christmas. And 10 hours. Okay, thanks for that, Paul. Let me go to Seamus. Seamus, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Seamus?
How are you doing, though?
Good. Happy Christmas.
It's Christmas already, is it?
It
happy
is.
Happy Christmas to you, too.
And a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm actually delighted because there's only 2 more weeks before we have a general election and we can kick the libtard Fine Gaelers out of power once and for all.
All right, okay. I'm sure we will get a general election before the end of the year.
Hopefully.
I imagine there will be. I think Brexit, and I think what'll happen after Brexit, and you know, and all the damage it's going to do, is going to cause an election. But I don't know why we're talking about that. We should be talking about Christmas. It's happier times.
We're talking about Christmas, you're right there. I thought you had a pack of groundhog there. Stay there. I thought you were playing the tape from last year.
Oh.
I was like, you got the wrong tape playing today, lad.
Christmas. But, I mean, is it too early? Is it, I mean, for them to open a Christmas shop?
It is. I look for people. It's too early. But on a positive note, despite it being early to have, like, the displays up in Brown Thomas, which is a great store, you know, it's like a tourist distraction practically.
Well, However, is it the oldest? It's probably the oldest department store in the country.
Do you remember Cleary's and the damage that went through? Like,
yeah.
It's just so unfortunate because these are like, they're a part of our history.
They're historical.
Yeah, historical. Know, like,
where did Switzerland, where did Switzers go? Switzers is gone.
I don't know, I just remember Cleary's gone. I remember seeing that in the news and I thought, oh my God, this is not good news at all, you know.
Or is Switzerland, I'm trying to think, is Switzerland still there? Switzerland used to be across the road from Brown Thomas's, didn't it?
I don't know, actually. I don't know, I haven't been in a while now.
Okay, Helena's now on the case, she's going to check that out. Switzerland, I'm trying to remember where it went or what happened to it, but I remember that was just as famous as Brown Thomas, Cleary's, Arnott's, you know, all the big ones,
Yeah.
But this is the reason they've become the mainstay over the last, whatever, 100 years or so, is because they do stuff like this.
They're the big shots of our New York, you know what I mean, on this side of the water. But look at...
I've just been told in a year, Brown Thomas has actually bought Switzers in 1991. All right. Yeah. All right, and do you like Christmas? Are you a Christmas person?
Well, I'm a Christmas person. I love Christmas. I love the break. I love the feeling. I love the feel-good factor. I know a lot of people go under a lot of pressure and money's tight and all the rest, and it will be this year again for a lot of people, most of us really, at the end of the day. However, it's not a bad idea, you know, kind of announcing these things early, you know. Maybe plant the seed in people's
heads. Yeah, maybe it'll cheer people up a little bit today.
Get the early bargain, you know, before the prices, you said the prices go up a couple of weeks before.
Christmas,
you know,
absolutely.
Just a reminder to put the savings scheme in. Get their
well, you know what, apart from anything else, I think it's a nice feel-good day or feel-good piece, you know, in the middle of all the bad news that we hear every single day. I want to go to Brona as well before I wrap this up. I'll have to go back to Robbie too. Brona, you're on Classic Hits. Happy Christmas, Brona.
Happy Christmas now.
Are you a Christmas person?
Yeah, I am. You can't help but get yourself swept up in the magic and the festive season. You can't help it.
Okay, is it ever too early to mention it?
I don't think so.
No.
I kind of don't. I'm kind of torn. I'm on the fence. So,
right.
But...
And what do you do? What do you do at Christmas? I mean, is it a big family time for you? Do you people get together, a big dinner?
Yeah, we're trying to include everybody. But Christmas is very important for us because our first son, he was born on St. Stephen's Day.
Oh, okay.
And he's actually listening in the kitchen, so I want to say hi, Brendan. And then in New Year's...
Happy Christmas, Brendan. Santa Claus is coming soon. Don't you worry.
And our daughter was born in New Year as well. So Christmas countdown is always like a big countdown to their birthdays and birthday parties. And it's oh my God, it's crazy.
Well, that's wonderful. And I personally don't think it's too early. I think it's nice to think of these nice things at this time of the year. Thank you for that, Brona. Let me go back finally to our reporter, Robbie, who's still out on Grafton Street enjoying the festivities of Brown Thomas's Christmas shop. Robbie.
I am indeed. No, thank you so much, Don. I'm here with Alan. He's down from Belfast with his partner and his kid and the dog. Fair play to him for coming down. You heard you were...
And the dog. They even brought the dog with them.
Yeah. And I'm hearing Michelle, who's going to sing us a little song in a second, but you heard, obviously, the shop is up. You thought the windows are going to be all...
I thought it was the windows being open, but today, well, apparently it's the shop in Brown Thomas. I haven't got there to see it yet, but hopefully in...
Yeah, when do, I'm trying to remember, when do they do the window? They do the window around November, don't they, I think? The whole window display, yeah. It's an amazing window display they do every November, I think, yeah. So you come down from Belfast. Do they have a Brown Thomas in Belfast, by the way?
No, Brown Thomas in Belfast.
No,
is it? Couple of Dublin.
Any Christmas shops in Belfast that you can wander into and feel good, no?
Oh, definitely, yeah. There's...
It's funny. Devlin, yeah, Devlin, it's funny that you guys are coming down here, and we're all going to be going up there. I'm just saying, it's funny that you guys are down here for the Christmas shop, and come November, December, we're all going to be up there looking for the bargains.
I think you're all up there now at the minute, because always there's Dublin registration cars everywhere. There's plenty of people up visiting, so there must be bargains to be had already.
All right, well, look, we're nearly out of time, and I've been told somebody's going to sing me a Christmas song.
Yes, hi, Michelle. Say a quick hello to Niall. Hello, Niall.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Happy Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well done, and thanks to our reporter, Robbie, who's out in Grafton Street. Thanks, Robbie, thanks. And you guys from Belfast, have a wonderful journey home as well, a safe journey home. All right. Thanks to everybody who got involved in the show. I'm not going to say thank you to one or two people who sent in really nasty texts given out about the fact that we're talking about Christmas. I think it was a very legitimate conversation, and it was a fun conversation. Cheer up, you old Grinches. Edna Murphy's on the way. He's a real Christmas man. He's not a Grinch, and he's filling in for Damien Farley. He'll put a nice Christmas smile on your face.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.